Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Srila Prabhupada. The spiritual master should be the spiritual master should be considered to be directly the Supreme Lord because He gives transcendental knowledge for enlightenment. Consequently, for one who maintains the material conception that the spiritual master is an ordinary human being, everything is frustrated. His enlightenment and his Vedic studies and knowledge are like bathing of an elephant. Please repeat. The spiritual master should be considered to be directly the Supreme Lord because He gives transcendental knowledge for enlightenment. Consequently, for one who maintains the material conception that the spiritual master is an ordinary human being, everything is frustrated. His enlightenment and Vedic studies and knowledge are like the bathing of an elephant. Purport. It is recommended that one honor the spiritual master as being an equal status with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Saksadipatatraina samsata sastrihi. This is enjoined in every scripture. Acharyam mam vajantayantayat. One should consider the Acharya as good as the Supreme Person of Godhead. In spite of all these instructions, if one considers a spiritual master as an ordinary human being, one is doomed. In his study of the Vedas and his austerities and penances for enlightenment are all useless. It's like the bathing of an elephant. An elephant bathes in a lake quietly, thoroughly, but as soon as he comes out on the shore, it takes some dust from the ground and strews it over his body. Thus, there is no meaning to the elephant's bath. One may argue by saying that since the spiritual master's relatives and the men of his neighborhood consider him an ordinary human being, what is the fault on the part of the disciple who considers the spiritual master an ordinary human being? This will be answered in the next verse. But the injunction is that the spiritual master should be never considered an ordinary man. One should strictly adhere to the instructions of the spiritual master, for if he is pleased, certainly the Supreme Person Godhead is pleased. Yashat prasada bhagavat prasado yas prasadam nana jinjitato pi. Om gyana dharandasya gana dhanslakaya tatsotamina tatsmai sri duri namaha. In this age we're living in Kali Yuga, there are many, especially in India, we see many people who are posing as spiritual masters or gurus. We see so many. But we know half of them, or the vast majority, they are just there to... gain disciples for financial benefit and fame and adoration. Like this one who comes to Mayapur by every Gopanim, and forget his name now, but he calls himself Sansam Maharaj, 1008 Sansam Maharaj, and to see him, to have darshan, you have to pay 100 rupees. And he's all surrounded by all these beautiful young girls. And he's got wife and children, and he's claiming he's an incarnation of Lord Caitanya. And thousands and thousands and thousands, they flock to see him every time he comes. In fact, he comes from Calcutta by helicopter. That's how rich he is. So this is what the people want. They want, in India, the people, that's what they want. People want gurus like that. They can, you know, who actually he's a cheater. And we know Krishna, he's the biggest cheat. So according to the desires of the heart, Krishna will send someone along who will cheat them. Now, in Kali Yuga, it's very difficult to find a genuine guru, or very rare, it's rarely on it. Now, there's two verses in the scriptures. There's one from Majjalila 11:204. Sakyala jamani pita mata sabe paya Krishna guru nahi mati budjahi haiya. In every life one gets a mother and a father. Rarely, however, one attains guru and Krishna. Now the next verse is from Prema Brivata by Srila Jagananda Pandit. Kali Yuga Sadhu Poya Diskara Janya Sada Guru Rupe Krishna Allah Nadia. In Kali Yuga it is very difficult to find a genuine guru. Therefore Krishna appears as Sadhu Guru, taking birth in Nadia. So Krishna has appeared. And to find a genuine guru is, so how do we find a genuine guru? And this is, first we have to be determined. We have to be determined. The example is Dhruva Maharaj. Now Dhruva Maharaj, as we know, he was insulted by his stepmother because he wanted to sit on the throne of his father, and she said some things that he didn't like. So then he went to his mother and said, yes, your mother is right. You should go to the forest and seek Narayan, because the sages and Munis say that this Narayan, he lives in the forest, so you should go there. So then he went and he cried. And he was crying. And he performed all austerities and he was crying and crying and crying. So then, as he was crying, because of his austerities, the earth was shaking and so on. So Krishna because Krishna in the heart could see, yes, this Dhruva, he's serious. He's serious about to get me. He wants me. This Dhruva Maharaj, this Dhruva, this young boy, he wants to get me. He wants me. So I must come to him. So then he came. So then he sent Narada Muni. And then Narada Muni instructed him And then, of course, Narada Muni was testing him. But Dhruva was so determined that he said, Narada Muni, all I want is Krishna. Just give me Krishna. I don't want anything else. If you can't give me Krishna, just go away. Chalo, just go. So then Narada Muni, then he said, this boy is serious. So then he gave him his mantra, his sadhana, told him to go to Madhavan, and within 6 months you will see Krishna, within 6 months. So then Dhruva, he got his mantra, he did the sadhana according to his Guru Maharaj, then went to Madhavan in Vrindavan, and then within 6 months he saw Krishna, or Narayan, face to face. And so from this we have to learn, if we want to find a spiritual master, we have to cry within the heart. Yeah, I'm in the heart, not externally, not crocodile tears. We have to cry. And Mahaprabhu was always crying. When he came back from Gaya after being initiated, one day Lord Gadar Pandit was at his house in Srivasangam, and he's doing, I don't know what he's doing, but he's there at his house, and he heard Sachimata crying very loudly. Oh, Nimai, Nimai, what are you doing? What are you doing? So quickly he realized something was not right. So then he went there. And as you know, it's not far from Srivasangam to the Jambastan. It's not far, maybe 100 meters. And so then he said, Sachimata, I heard you crying. What is the matter? He said, I don't know what's wrong with my Nimai. I don't know. Ever since he's come back from Gaya, he's always crying. Crying, crying, crying. Why? Why is he? What's he crying? He's saying, Krishna Koltai, Krishna Koltai, Krishna Koltai. Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Where is he? And he's like this. He's gone completely mad. Before, he was a sane, very logical, sane young boy. You know, teaching on the banks of the Ganga and things like this, doing his puja. Very logical and very sane. It's complete opposite. And then Srivasanga, Kadar Pandit could understand, because we know who he is. And he would say, Lord Caitanya, my Lord, please, Krishna will come to you. Krishna will come. So then, with those words, Lord Caitanya became more sensible, we can one say. And then Sachimata requested Gadar Pandit, please always be with my Nimai all the time. So from that time, they were completely inseparable, because Lord Caitanya was, as we know, was in the mood of Lord, in the mood of Radharani, and he was feeling the separation. And Gadar Pandit, of course, he's Radharani himself, come to watch the pastimes to see how Lord Caitanya would perform his pastimes. So if we really want Krishna, we have to cry from the heart. That's to say, not crocodile tears. And then Krishna, as the Paramatma, in the heart, he will manifest as a spiritual master. And the spiritual master then will And if we serve the spiritual master, as we heard yesterday, tapiti paraparatena, first and so on, like that, and then we serve the spiritual master, and if he's pleased, he will give us transcendental knowledge, because he is tattva darshini. He has seen the absolute truth. And this way we will please the spiritual master, because without pleasing the spiritual master, we will not get his mercy. If the spiritual master is not happy of us, he can actually withdraw the mercy from that disciple. Like I heard yesterday, Krishnananda, disciple of Govinda Maharaj, he was saying that he told, one of his disciples who was having illicit connections. He was a brahmachari, but he was having illicit connections with one of his godbrother's wives. And Govinda Maharaj publicly told New Hari Prabhu to cut his sika and cut the Brahmin thread in front of everybody. So then, and he told him, you sleep outside the gate at Brahmeshwara for 1 year. You cannot come in. We will give you Bishadam. You sleep outside the gate. And after 1 year, I may consider you taking you back. So this is how the spiritual master can withdraw his mercy. But ultimately, that also is mercy as well, because that devotee, if he uses his, brain, he will realize what he's done wrong, and he will actually repent in the heart. So, now this crying for Krishna, is actually, all the acharyas are actually saying this. Bhagavad Thakur saying Gurudev song, and it's a Kandiya, 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 some probably getting out now. But the English translation is, O Gurudev, I am weeping for your mercy. If I cannot get your mercy, my life is not worth living. Now also, another song by Vinod Thakur says the same thing. Now, Lord Nityananda, we know he's the original spiritual master, he's Balaram. So one song called Dalala Gita, Song of the Broker, written at Sarabi Kunj in Goldruma Dweep, as we all know. So I'll read the nine verses in English, some of the verses, actually. The ones that are, and I'll read all of them because it's a very nice song anyway. I am singing the news of great happiness at the place known as Sarabi Kunj in Srinavadweep. The marketplace, the holy name, has been opened. Lord Nityananda himself is the proprietor. Such wonderful things are going on in that blissful marketplace. Srinanda Prabhu is selling the pure holy name wholesale, merely for the price of one's faith. Seeing the assembly of devotees eagerly waiting to purchase the name, Lord Nityananda first examines each of them to test their qualification. Then he sells them the name by bargaining accordingly. Oh, my dear friends, if you really want to buy this pure holy name, just come along with me, for I am going to meet with this Nityananda Mahajan. Thus, you will finally be able to acquire the pure holy name. I will also take my due commission, and in this way all three of us will fill our desires. Sri Nityanandabhu is so mercifully wonderful, accepting one's faith in the holy name, bestows the topmost divine bliss. When Nityananda sees a tear, remember, this is a crying, sees a tear welling in somebody's eye upon chanting the name Gaura, he instantly gives the support to that person. Indeed, he bestows all divine opulences. He gives that person genuine realization of the pure teachings of Krishna as found in the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, while displaying all this inconceivable mercy. He pays no attention to one's caste, material wealth, mundane knowledge, or physical ability. Now, dear friends, please reject all Maya's entangling snares. If you're a householder, just remain at your home. If you are renounced, then just live in the forest. Either way, nothing more will trouble you. We will no longer need to fear the terrible age of quarrel, for the most wonderful Nityananda gives the holy name to everyone, and even to the lowest amongst men. Bhaknod loudly calls out and proclaims to all, no other than the lotus feet of Nityananda, there is no shelter. So the spiritual master, as it says in this purport here, we should not see him as an ordinary person. Why? Because the spiritual master, he has two aspects. First, he is Radha Priya Sakhi. He's an intimate associate of Radha and Krishna in the Kunjas. We sing every morning, No Kunja Yuna Nilai, and so on like that. Every morning we sing this. We sing that our spiritual master, he's assisting Radha, the Gopi, the Sakhi, the Radha and Krishna in the Kunjas of Vrindavan. So this shows he's not an ordinary human person, an ordinary jiva soul. And also, he's the Paramatma manifestation of the super soul. In other words, Lord Nityananda is a manifestation of Lord Nityananda. So he has two aspects like that. So this is a spiritual master. So him being a very intimate associate of the divine Radha and Krishna in the Kunjas, assisting them in whatever. Just like Bhagavan Thakur, he was Kamala Manjari, assisting Lalita Sakhi and Anga Manjari. And it is said that it is actually said that Sarabi Kunj is actually Lalita Sakhi's Kunj in Navadvip Dham. And because if we go to Bhagavan Thakur South by boat, we cross the Jalangi. So when we go to the other side, there's a little boating ghat. So that is the place that, of course, we of course know is called Sarup Ganj. So Sarup Ganj, that's the place somewhere along that 20 meters where the boat is moored, or the boat, is the place where Bhaktisiddhanta Swati Thakur, Gaurakishore Babaji Maharaj gave initiation to Bilna Prasad, somewhere in that place there. And that's the area where Sarup Damodar used to live. That's why it's called Sarup Ganjpur. And next door to the Suklananda Dugla Kukunj is a small house on the right hand side before you come. That's the house of Sarup Damodar Goswami, where he used to live before he went to Jagannath Puri. So, and we know who actually Sarup Damodar is, because he's actually, in Krishna Leela, he's actually Lalita Sakhi. So that's a very special place. And so then, once we cry for Krishna, Krishna makes the arrangement that we get him by the spiritual master. And the spiritual master, as I say, should we not be treated as an ordinary human being? Sometimes we think, oh look, he's eating, he's going to the bathroom, he's doing this, he's doing that. I'm doing the same. But this is not the consciousness. He's come to give us one thing. He's come to give us ultimately prema bhakti. And he speaks Krishna Katha, pure Krishna Katha. This actually what makes the spiritual master attractive to the living entities, to the conditioned souls. He speaks pure Krishna Katha because Krishna has there's two of his considerations that make Krishna attractive to us. That's the holy name. So he comes as the holy name and as the Acharya. He comes in the form of Acharya. And the Acharya, he's the one who lives by example. Acharya means he lives by example. So then, he gives us Krishna Prem, or actually he's trying to give us Krishna Prem by his pure Krishna Katha. And sometimes we weren't thinking, why haven't got Krishna Prem? The answer is in that song, which I have just recited. Was it? Yeah. Lord Nishinanda, seeing the assembly of devotees eagerly waiting to purchase the name. First, we have to be eager to purchase the name. Then Lord Nishinanda first examines each of them to test their qualification. Then after examining them, he gives accordingly. But if our heart is saying one thing, if our lips are saying one thing, but our heart is saying something else, if there's actually some duplicity there, the lips may be saying something nice, but our heart is dirty, there's duplicity there. So this is what the spiritual master, he can see. He can see straight into the heart of each of the disciple. And he knows what's going on. I've heard stories, and I've experienced myself that the spiritual master He knew what was going on in an individual disciple's life, spiritual life. He knew, but he didn't say anything. It's like one time, one devotee was telling me that in his heart he was harboring some, he didn't say what it was, some material desire. And then he got darshan of his spiritual master. And his spiritual master said, his spiritual master said to him that, I know what you want. You want this, don't you? You want this. I know you want this. He said, how do you know? He said, I know. Krishna's told me. And another story is that this was in Germany, in Abantwa. Sachinanda Maharaj's brahmachari disciples, they decided to watch some kami videos while he was on visiting the temples in Germany. And so then they all made a plan that no one else only the temple brahmacharis. So then when Maharaj went away, then he came back. They watched the videos and they came back. And then immediately Maharaj called all the brahmacharis to his room. And he says, I know you've been watching Kami videos. I know you have. He said, how do you know? We only planned it. No, they admitted it. Yes, we did this. But how did you know? He said, Krishna has told me. So you cannot hide anything from Krishna. So if he sees a dirty heart and it's not qualified, then we have to get the mercy of the spiritual master. We have to get the mercy of the spiritual master. And the spiritual master is very merciful. And then we... Then Krishna will make arrangements for that individual disciple. And also the spiritual master is, as I said, he's Agora Priyajnana, an intimate associate Agora. And Krishna, because the intimate associate of Gaura, then he will enlighten us, as said now. This is, there's a question, and maybe some may know, but who is the, one slogan I have to read out, yeah. Somewhere. Yeah. Now, this crying for Krishna is actually mentioned in the Adi Purana. Gayanti mama nami mama sambhavito tasman ham tasma aham prakatyate ananya karita janardan. Those who sing my names and cry in front of me, I am purchased by them, for Janardan is not purchased by anything else. So, this is why we have to cry. If we want Krishna, if we want to purchase Krishna, cry Krishna, bind Krishna in our hearts, this is what we have to do. Now, we know that we in our syllabic succession, we read the Bhagavad Gita. Of all the parampara, Krishna's at the top. And we recognize Krishna as the supreme, he's the spiritual master. Now, Krishna also has a spiritual master. It's not, oh no, of course we know it's, no, we know, no. Sambandamuni was so on, but Radharani is Krishna's spiritual master. The verse goes, Adi Leela 4:124. Radhika Prema Guru Ami Sishya Nata Sada Ama Nana Nitya Nachaya Savogachata. The love of Radharani is my teacher. I am her dancing pupil. Her prema makes me dance various dances. Now, how is this? It is said that Krishna is the object of love, and we are the abode of love. This body is the abode of love. But Krishna exchanges this Vishai and Ashraya. Vishai means abode, and Ashraya means shelter. So in this verse means Radhika becomes the object of love, and Krishna becomes the abode. Normally it's the other way, for us, conditioned souls, it's the other way around. That Krishna is the object, but for Krishna, Radhika is the object of love. So Radhika is the supreme spiritual master, the supreme guru. And she actually dictates to Krishna, of course, through her love. She actually controls Krishna by her love, and Krishna becomes controlled by that love. So Radhika is the supreme spiritual master, ultimately, because she controls, it says here, Radhika, by her prema, by her love, she's actually the supreme guru. And of course that, Mahaprabhu then came freely to distribute that love to all the conditioned souls. So ultimately, if we want Krishna, and to get Krishna, we have to cry in our heart. Now, okay, a few more minutes. Now I'll stop here, please. I'll stop here. Any questions or comments?